Report: ICE set to deport alleged ex-bodyguard for Fidel Castro. By Christian K. Caruso on August 26, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) reportedly detained Rogelio Enrique Baluf Izquierdo, a former bodyguard of late communist dictator Fidel Castro, and could soon deport him to either Mexico or Ecuador, according to the U.S. outlet Martín Noticias. Martín Noticias and other Cuba-focused outlets described Baluf Izquierdo as a former mayor of the Cuban Interior Ministry who reportedly joined the communist regime at the age of 19. Baluf Izquierdo is a dual national of Ecuador with legal residence status in Mexico who is allegedly illegally in the United States. The Cuban official allegedly obtained Ecuadorian citizenship through a past marriage. Sources with knowledge of the case confirmed to Martín Noticias that ICE arrested Baluf Izquierdo on August 17 at the intersection of West 4th Avenue and West 29th Street, Hialeah, Florida, during a routine traffic stop. According to the reports, police officers found a plastic bag containing white powder resembling cocaine in the man's pockets. Baluf Izquierdo reportedly did not resist arrest and was moved to a detention center in Texas. The sources also told Martín Noticias that ICE is evaluating the possibility of deporting Baluf Izquierdo to Mexico or Ecuador and not to Cuba. In addition to allegedly being a former bodyguard of Fidel Castro, Baluf Izquierdo appears to have close ties to Sandro Castro, the late dictator's controversial grandson, and reportedly appeared with him in photos taken at some of Sandro Castro's lavish parties. Pictures published by Martín Noticias show Baluf Izquierdo accompanying Sandro Castro during Fidel's funeral. The former bodyguard's son, Carlos Rogelio Baluf García, is also a close friend of Sandro Castro and was reportedly the organizer of Sandro Castro's widely condemned December 2024 birthday bash, an event held at a luxury club owned by Sandro Castro. The lavish white dress code event was held in Havana amid the ongoing collapse of the country's infrastructure and the increasingly inhumane living conditions citizens are forced to endure. It's strange that he was arrested for drugs. He drinks alcohol, but I didn't know anything about drugs, Baluf García told Martín Noticias when asked about his father's arrest. He abstained from specifying if his father owns any properties in Cuba. Baluf Izquierdo reportedly arrived in Miami, Florida in January 2020 on a visitor's visa traveling from Mexico, where he held legal residence status and operated a bar in Yucatan known as La Nota, The Note. A month later, in February 2020, Baluf Izquierdo presented himself as a dissident of the Cuban regime in an interview with Peruvian journalist Jamie Bailey, where he assured that he never deserted from the Cuban Interior Ministry. "I have not deserted and I will not desert, because I am proud of who I am," he said at the time, adding that he wanted to return to liberate Cuba. Martín Noticias reported that the Cuban regime considers Baluf Izquierdo a terrorist and included his name in the regime's national terrorist list for his alleged involvement with the New Cuban Nation, an alleged group that purportedly plotted to sabotage Cuba's derelict power grid infrastructure. The list states that Baluf Izquierdo was born in Cienfuegos, Cuba, on January 25, 1982, which would place him at 43 years of age. According to the Cuban independent outlet 14 Years Medio, many have questioned whether Baluf Izquierdo is really a deserter of the Cuban regime or not and point to him as a possible spy or double agent of the Cuban regime in Miami. The former military officer's own statements after arriving in the U.S. on a tourist visa in 2020, assuring that he had not defected and that he would nevertheless be the liberator of Cuba, fueled suspicions, 14 Years Medio reported. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.